Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Calm and Confident. You know, life can feel like a wild roller coaster sometimes, right? One minute you're soaring high with a dulcet feeling of accomplishment, the next minute you're plummeting down into a pit of self-doubt and overwhelm. We all go through it. But what if I told you there's a superpower within each of us that can help navigate those dips and turns, even when things get tough? That superpower is self-compassion. Think about it, ever being hard on yourself after a mistake. We all do it. Maybe you missed that deadline, forgot a crucial detail, or just didn't nail that presentation. We tend to lash out at ourselves with this harsh inner critic's "Ugh, I'm so stupid. How could I have messed this up?" Sound familiar? But here's the thing. Treating yourself like that isn't going to help you bounce back stronger. In fact, it can do the opposite. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating self-compassion not just as a feel-good concept, but as a genuine tool to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you on this journey. 1. Acknowledge the struggle. The first step is recognizing that you're human. You're going to make mistakes, face setbacks, and have those days where everything feels off-kilter. Accepting this reality without judgment is crucial. It's like admitting to yourself, okay, I'm facing a challenge right now, but it doesn't define me. 2. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a friend. Imagine your best friend going through the same tough situation. Would you berate them with criticism? Heck no. You'd offer words of encouragement, understanding, and maybe even a little humor. Well, treat yourself with that same kindness and compassion. Replace those harsh inner voices with gentle reminders that you're doing your best and that it's okay to not be perfect. 3. Practice mindfulness. Ever heard the phrase, be present? It's easier said than done, but mindfulness practices like meditation or simply taking a few deep breaths can help ground you in the moment. When we get caught up in our thoughts, self-criticism often takes over. Mindfulness helps us step back and observe those thoughts without judgment, creating space for self-compassion to blossom. 4. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and strengths, things we're genuinely good at. Make a list of yours. Not just the big accomplishments, but even the little things that make you feel good about yourself. Recognizing your positive qualities can boost your self-worth and remind you of your inner resilience. 5. Be kind to your needs. This one's huge. Listen to your body and mind, what do they need right now? Maybe it's a good night's sleep, a nourishing meal, a walk in nature, or simply some quiet time alone. Taking care of your physical and emotional needs is an act of self-love, and that's at the heart of true self-compassion. Think about the time you really messed up. Maybe it was a presentation gone wrong, a missed deadline, or even a hurtful argument with someone close to you. How did you talk to yourself afterward? Was it filled with harsh judgments and negativity, or were there moments of understanding and kindness? Now imagine if you had approached the situation with self-compassion, acknowledging the mistake without beating yourself up, offering yourself words of encouragement, and focusing on what you could learn from the experience. It might have made all the difference in how you felt and how you moved forward. Remember, cultivating self-compassion is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when you slip back into those old patterns of self-criticism, but that's okay. Just gently bring yourself back to the present moment, offer yourself a little kindness, and keep practicing. The more you cultivate self-compassion, the more resilient, confident, and fulfilled you'll become. It's like building an inner fortress of strength and support that helps you weather any storm. Ready to take action? I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, what resonated with you most. What are some ways you plan to practice self-compassion in your own life? Let's build a community of support and encouragement together. Until next time, remember to be kind to yourself, celebrate your wins, and keep striving for those daily victories.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.